In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Sirach. Behold, a great priest who in days he pleased God and was found just in the time of wrath, he was made a reconciliation. It was not found the like to him who kept the law of the Most High. Therefore, by an oath, the Lord made to him increase among the people. He gave him the blessing of all nations and confirmed his covenant upon his head. He acknowledged him in his blessings and he preserved him in his mercy. And he found grace before the eyes of the Lord. He glorified him in the sight of kings and gave him a crown of glory. He made him an everlasting covenant and gave him a great priesthood and made him blessed in glory to execute the office of the priesthood and to have praise in his name and to offer him a worthy incense for an odor of sweetness. Please stand for the continuation of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. For even as a man going into a far country called his servants and delivered them his goods, and to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, and to every one according to his proper ability, and immediately he took his journey. And he that had received the 5 talents went his way and traded the same and gained another 5. He in like manner that had received the 2 gained another 2. And he that received 1 going his way, digging into the earth and hid his Lord's money. But after a long time, the Lord of these servants came to reckon with him. And he that had received the 5 talents coming brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou didst deliver unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained another 5 and over and above. The Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And he that also had received the 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered 2 talents to me. Behold, I have gained another 2. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Because thou hast been faithful over a few things, I will place thee over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. This concludes the reading of the Holy Gospel. You may be seated. Today's Mass is being offered particularly for the good of the most lost souls. St. Remigius is our saint today. Do you know anything about him? Pretty awesome saint. Get to know these great saints of the church. Saint Remigius was a man of the early church. After the church had finally received her freedom in the Roman Empire and began to live out into who she was, going through the world, converting the pagans, bringing relief to prisoners, bringing salvation to those who were lost in the wiles of the devil. Saint Remigius was born of very well-to-do parents and was well-educated and visited on many talents. In fact, if you read the annals of his story, you can see how his birth was actually prophesied by a holy hermit who knew about his parents, and he prophesied that he would be a great man imbued with many, many talents and graces in his life, and God would mightily use him for the conversion of many souls. That came to pass. From a very youth, he was recognized to have many great talents in speaking and learning, in being able to sway men's opinions toward the good, but he never gloried in them himself because he had such a good upbringing that he never brought the attention merely to himself, but always referred in humility the graces that he had been given to the Lord. He recognized where his worth came from. Obviously, he studied to be for the priesthood. He went and found that call of God upon his life. This is the amazing thing. How old was he, do you think, when he was a bishop? The youngest bishop in the United States is our neighboring bishop, Bishop Wall, when he was ordained or consecrated a bishop my first year when I entered into the seminary in 2009, the beginning of 2009 there. He was consecrated a bishop in Gallup. He was 35 years old. How old was St. Remigius when he was consecrated a bishop? Not 35. Wasn't even 30 like Father Burnaby was when he became a priest. How old was he? Yes, not even 25, which is the oldest, youngest age, 25, 24, the oldest age, youngest age at which a man may be ordained a priest presently. He was a bishop at 22. 22 years old. Can you think about that? Fabian, our young man, 4 years from now, bishop. Impossible, right? But that's the greatness of which God had called this young man to do so. And there, and of all places, bishop of where? The barbarian France that wasn't even king, that wasn't even Christian, wasn't even Christian yet. And so what did he do? He set about immediately working great works, converting others. There's a St. Clotitus, which we'll get to at some other time in the calendar. I can't remember his feast day. But he, through many great works, brought him to conversion. And through that work, Clotitus was inside the court of the King Clovis. Clovis being that early French or Gaulish king that was there doing battle. And one of the greatest battles of his time, Clotitus was a good soldier. And I'm not positive on that. Anyway, he went there and was there in camp with Clovis, who was suffering many great defeats, and his gods were not helping him at all. And so this story is very similar to the conversion of the Emperor St. Constantine, And so what he was done was he told him about, hey, look, your gods aren't helping you out. I've turned over to the gods of the Christians, God of the Christians. And here, if you put your faith in this God, and you turn your heart from your wicked ways, and abandon your wicked way of former life, and turn to him, he may indeed have mercy upon you, and you may have victory over the battle. And so he pledged that if he were to have such, that he would seek those regenerating waters of baptisms to be cleansed, to turn his life toward this one singular God, the God of Clotitus. what happened. He won an amazing battle that he should not have come anywhere close to. I can't remember the exact place it was. Again, that slips my memory as I studied it this morning. And so immediately what he did was he set out to do everything, to pursue with great haste, to come to the bishop, St. Remigius, and to prepare himself for baptism, not allowing anything to waylay him on his retreat from his victory there in battle. Doing the proper fasting, the proper penance, the proper times of preparation for his baptism, set immediately to lay himself before Remigius, St. Remigius, who brought him into the church and thereby converted the Gaulish line, the Gaulish kings, and then the whole of the country as well, to be able to soon following in the way of the king. One of the other amazing things about St. Remigius is that, yes, he was ordained bishop or consecrated bishop at age 22. How long did he live? 74 years as a bishop. Not 74 years old. 74 years as a bishop. It's very rare that you find anybody who has made it 50 years as a priest, much less 50 years as a bishop. And he made it almost 75. Almost 75. Isn't that incredible? That God had granted him that grace. In fact, of all the saints of the church, of all, not even just the saints, even those who aren't saints, who have been consecrated to the episcopacy, not one in the annals of history has ever been seen to have been a bishop as long as St. Remigius. And he fought valiantly to the end, holding the faith through a holy way of life, which was his chief way of converting others. What's the movement for us? Just like the scripture spoke of this time, and just like we spoke of last Tuesday, the Lord has bestowed on you and me many great talents. Maybe not as great as him. Maybe not the great learning. Maybe not the great gifts that everybody else looks to. But each of us have been given talents, as the scripture says, each according to his measure, each according to his ability to work. Not just what are we doing in our whole life. That's a good thing to reflect on in general. But what am I doing today with those talents that God has given me? One great thing you're already doing, you're up early in the morning. Another thing, you already prayed your rosary. Another thing, you're the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The greatest thing that will ever happen on earth is what you're witnessing to today. What else am I doing as I go forth? The priest at the end of Mass is going to say, "Ite missa est, go, be sent." And so when I'm being sent, what am I going to do with the graces that I've received from this holy Mass? The Lord has placed in your life and in my life particular talents and graces. And not only are we going to have to give account at the end of our life for all the good works that we've done, but specifically on what I've done on the 1st of October in the year 2020. What did I do on this day to give a return to my Lord? St. Remigius was given 74 years as a bishop. You and I may not even be given 74 years as a human being. But at the end of our life, the very same Lord who visited him, the very same Lord who gave us this beautiful parable of the talents, will visit us and demand a recounting of what it is that we've done in the flesh. It's asking for the grace to know him more in this Mass that we can really hear those words because of a good response in our lives where he says, Euge, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of thy Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.